Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip, the positive and negative aspects of our actions and how they relate to our ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, dear listeners, we are here at your service talking about the positive and negative aspects of our actions and how they relate to our ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, of course, it's pretty self-explanatory that our actions have a direct impact upon our ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, these actions, of course, well, before we talk about the actions, there are two aspects to ubudiyyah, at least what I can think of at the top of my head. One aspect of ubudiyyah is this physical action that one does in line with ubudiyyah, with the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah. The other one is a conceptual ubudiyyah, or a philosophical ubudiyyah, or a spiritual ubudiyyah, if you will. So just like a human being has a body and a spirit, a ruh, a soul, so too does ubudiyyah. Ubudiyyah has a body, which are the physical actions of a human being, and ubudiyyah also has a ruh. It has a spirit, it has a soul, and that soul is that, conceptual, metaphysical soul of ubudiyyah. It is, you know, our thoughts and our intentions and this kind of inner dimension of ubudiyyah. So, for example, we have an individual who prays five times a day, so their physical actions of ubudiyyah are being done, but they have no love for the Almighty Allah. So that soul, that spirit of ubudiyyah is missing. Vice versa, we can have an individual who has supposedly this intense love for the Almighty Allah, but they don't pray on time, or they don't pray at all, or they don't follow any of the commandments of Allah. So here the physical aspect is missing, but supposedly the spiritual aspect is there. Now, before we continue, just to kind of fine-tune and make this discussion a little bit more elegant. In reality, when the spirit of ubudiyyah is healthy, then it should naturally manifest in physical ubudiyyah, right? But vice versa is not necessary, but it usually falls into the same train of thought, because if we are praying five times a day, how can we be praying five times a day without having some sort of spirit of ubudiyyah? But still, it is possible for an individual to pray five times a day because they have been accustomed to doing it, but they do not have the spirit of ubudiyyah. But the other way around is not possible to a certain extent. If an individual has a true, pure, refined, perfected spirit of ubudiyyah, then naturally that will lead into action. For if you have this love for the Almighty Allah in your heart, how is it possible for you to not follow the commandments of the Almighty Allah?
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Manan. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq aman.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
The first reminder, brothers and sisters, that we want to get is a reminder about ikhlas in our actions. Ikhlas in our actions. Very important, brothers and sisters, for those like yourselves who want to do good work for the Imam of the time, who want to be those special servants of the Imam of the time. How much ikhlas do you and I have? And I start with myself as a reminder. How much ikhlas do I have in my actions? When the Imam's looking at our hearts, you and I, brothers and sisters, right now, in our presence here, and what we do in our social lives, whether we're dealing with family, friends, politics, how much ikhlas and sincerity and selflessness does God see in our actions? How much, when we're doing Islamic work, is it about our organizations and the name of our organization? If I'm, let's say in my family, when I do something, when I do my part in the relationship, how much am I doing what my responsibility is in the house only for the sake of God and not for the sake of the people, not for worldly results? And then there's higher levels of akhlas that inshallah we can get to, higher levels where I'm not even seeking Jannah, but rather Ridwanullah Akbar. There are higher levels of ikhlas also. Now those I can't discuss because, I mean, if I make it into paradise, I've done a big thing. I would love to be searching for and seeking for Ridwanullah, the pleasure of God. Inshallah, Allah grants that to all of us. But even if we can get to that first stage, that there is no worldly desire in the efforts that we make, even the Islamic efforts that we make, even when we're involved with organizations, how much of it is purely for God? Allah has some ahadith that are a little bit difficult. A little bit difficult. Let's listen to one hadith. This is hadith Qudsi, and it's from Imam As-Sadiq, right? Because all of us, you and I, we're looking for results for our actions. It wouldn't do us any good that we're mu'mineen. We've denied ourselves the good of this world, hoping and praying that God accepts our actions. And on the outward, it seemed like a lot of good actions. But then God, when He looks in our hearts, He doesn't see ikhlas in our actions and He rejects. Okay? So let's listen to the hadith, hadith Qudsi. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, Ana khayru sharik. God says, I am the best partner. This is a scary one though. I am the best partner. Ana khayru sharik. Faman amila li wa li ghayri. So whoever does some good in action, piety, taqwa, in action for me and other than me. Man amila li wa li ghayri. Fahuwa liman amilahu ghayri. If that's the case, I give whatever you've done, whatever we've done, if it's a little bit of less than God in it, I give it to the other person.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation to what we were talking about, of course, which it seems like we were going a little bit out of hand, mashallah, we were talking about how the spirit of ubudiyah, if it is correct and it is pure and it is untainted, then it will naturally lead towards action. And so we said that these two aspects are very important, and this is what the relationship of actions with ubudiyah is. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit about the positive and negative aspects of our actions. We kind of talked a little bit, too much about the previous subject, which leaves us less time for here. So we might have to continue the subject on another program. But every one of our actions has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. So I'm just going to bring one thing so that we don't run out of time. So let's just talk about our eyes. Now, our eyes and watching, seeing, this is one of the actions that we do in our life, right? Now, these eyes and this watching, this seeing, it has both positive aspects and negative aspects. And so if we want to say it in another way, we can do halal things, things that are permissible and should be looked at, or we can do negative things. We can do things which are haram with our eyes, which are prohibited and are not allowed. So one thing that we have to do here, and we take each part of our body and we'll talk about it perhaps in another program, but do not look at things which are prohibited. Do not look at things that should not be looked at, right? Looking at Nahmahram, or today in the world of social media or in the world of the internet, there is way too much bad stuff that one can do with one's eyes. So this is the negative aspect of seeing. Now, when it comes to Ubudiyya, we, one, have to protect ourselves from the negative aspect of these body parts, in this case, our eyes and seeing something. But we must also promote looking at good things. This is something that we sometimes forget, the positive aspect. Looking at the faces of our parents, our spouses, our children, our families, our friends. You know, looking at the images of the blessed Harams, the Holy Kaaba, the Masjid al-Nabawi, or the different shrines of the Imams, right? Karbala and Najaf and Qom and Mashhad and Sham, you know, the shrine of Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha. Reading the Holy Quran, this is another aspect of seeing, of using our eyes. Reading the du'as, all of these things are positive aspects that we can do with our eyes. And these positive aspects are in line with our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. أحتمي بحما حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم